It's still impossible to determine the impact of last week's earthquake and tsunami in Japan. Experts already say it could be the costliest natural disaster in history, and the death toll is already in the thousands.
We've had a terrible reminder of the destructive power of nature, and everyone should be thinking of that country and their people. And I've asked immediately that our government should look at what we can do to help.
That's British Prime Minister David Cameron. Almost 70 countries have offered aid to Japan, but how do you coordinate a relief mission on this scale?
Not whether to help, but how to help. The complications of aiding Japan. On the Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It's Monday, March 14th. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway, the aftermath from Friday's earthquake and tsunami in Japan.
Something that we still don't really have a handle on the size of it.
Indeed. And as Celeste said, the scale of the relief operation is our focus right after headlines. Let's get a check of the morning's top news. The nuclear crisis in Japan is growing. The death toll is mounting. You may have heard this comment from Naoto Kan, who's the prime minister of Japan. It bears repeating.
In the 65 years after the end of World War II, this is the toughest and the most difficult crisis for Japan.
That's Japan's Prime Minister Naoto Kan speaking over the weekend. The worst crisis since World War II. The cooling systems at one of the nuclear power plants in Japan failed to function following Friday's disaster. And to keep the reactors from melting down, operators have been flooding them with seawater. But the steam created is then released into the atmosphere. And there are radioactive clouds over northeast Japan this morning. The Pentagon announced that a U.S. aircraft carrier on its way to the country was forced to turn around after it passed through one of those radioactive clouds. It exposed the crew to a month's worth of radiation in only an hour.
Joining us now from Sendai, Japan, is the BBC's Nick Ravenscroft. Nick, what are you seeing there in Sendai?
Well, where I am at the moment, it is pitch dark. The reason for that is because the tsunami washed away the power lines, and so there's no electricity here. But this is an industrial area, as you might imagine. Every now and again, a car will drive along the road, and its headlights will pick out some very strange spectacles. Just to my left is a truck which is pointing up towards the sky at a diagonal. The reason for that is because it's pivoting on top of another vehicle. And then if I look over in the distance, I can just make out the shape of a big cargo ship which was lifted up out of its dock and slammed down on the concrete dock beside it.
It's one thing to see these images on television, and quite another when you're seeing them in front of you. That is Nick Ravenscroft with our partner, the BBC, reporting live from Sendai, Japan. As the waters begin to recede, you can begin to see more of the damage. Hear the voices of some survivors. A woman found wandering in Sendai.
Words fail me, because there's nothing here. The things that are supposed to be here, everything is gone.
And this survivor broke down in tears while speaking to the BBC.
Everything is so messed up, and you know, just thinking of there's still some people in there, it just makes me cry.
The Japanese government has sent 100,000 troops to the tsunami zone. 70 nations have offered help. As we said, disaster teams have rescued 15,000 people so far. We're going to have more about Japan's earthquake and tsunami all morning long.
We're also watching the situation in Libya this morning, where troops loyal to Muammar Gaddafi continue their eastward push to roll up the opposition. This morning, they've used warships and fighter jets to retake a key oil port. In the past 15 minutes, the Associated Press is reporting a suicide attack at an Afghan army base in northern Afghanistan. 33 people reported killed.
Looking at the markets, the Bank of Japan says it will pump a record $180 billion of emergency funds into the country's financial system. Japan's Nikkei plunged more than 6% this morning, but Asian and European markets are mixed. Futures are down. The Dow will start at 12,044. The S&P at 1,304. The Nasdaq at 2,715. A look at the relief mission to Japan is coming up, but we'll keep you updated on the news from Japan all morning long.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.